14 lines at the top of the page. Yud Beis Amid Aleph. 14 lines at the top of the page. Last time we were learning about the various different concepts of creation, what you're allowed to discuss, what you're not allowed to discuss, how big, how tall Adam Rishon was, and all that. Now the Gemara says, Amir of Yud Amir Rav, Rav Yud said in the name of Rav. Asar Dvarim Nivru B'Yom Rishon. 10 things were created on the first day of creation. 10 things were created on the first day of creation. What are they? Shemayim va'aretz, heaven and earth. Tehu va'vehu, when it says in the Pasuk, the earth was tehu va'vehu, and the Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means later on, but simply in the English Chumash it probably says empty and void. But those were also created, no, one second. So that's, heaven and earth are two, tehu va'vehu is four, what? Yud Beis, like 16 lines in the top. Next thing is Ard V'Cheshech, light and darkness. And by the way, this is where we like left off last week in the discussion. Because darkness, it says in the Torah, was also created. Now the darkness is not only the absence of light, darkness is actually something that God created.
So what was it before then?
Nothing.
It was nothing.
Nothing. We can't picture what that nothing, but it wasn't darkness.
Before it wasn't Tohu Vohu?
No. The Gemara is saying Tohu Vavohu was created on the first day. Without this Gemara, just taking Chumash, literally, you could learn to think, in the beginning God created heaven and earth, and the earth was empty and void. So without this Gemara, one might think that what it means is, before God created, it was Tohu Vavohu. But the Gemara is saying, no, that's not what it means. Hashem created Tohu Vavohu. Because even Tohu Vavohu, as the Gemara is going to explain later what that means, is also something. It's also something. And that God created. Just like he created Choshech. Then, the next thing he created was Ruach Umayim, breath and water. Midas Yom Umidas Laila, the length of day and night. Because the Torah, on the first day, says it was evening. It was morning. It was the first day. Right? So therefore, the concept of day and night as a 24-hour period was established on the first day of creation. Now, the Mepharshim explained right away. Sometimes, like winter, you have longer nights and shorter days. Summer, you have longer days and shorter nights. But what happened on the first day of creation is Hashem defined a day as a 24-hour period. That's what the Gemara means, Yom V'Layla, that the length of a day is day and night. 24-hour day period. Okay.
There was time already in the first day? Or
time existed on the first day. That's, in fact, that's what the Gemara is explaining. The definition of day was on day one.
Otherwise, one might think there would be, like, a day would be a million years.
Right. Well, there's still some people that think that. I mean, Torah people think that, but it's not really correct.
Some people bring from, I think from Ramban or from other places, that there is, that from Yom HaShishi or Yom HaShvi, I'm not sure which one, on is a certain way, and
Most opinions don't explain that. In fact, he quotes here just an interesting mashal. These 10 things that God created on the first day, basically the 5 substances, 4 material elements of our physical world, earth, wind, fire, and water, God created on the first day. Because it said, what was Hashem created? There was Aron Chayshach, Ruach HaMayim, and Shemayim and Oretz. So basically you have earth, wind, fire, and water. And then space, time, quantity, and quality. And then, which is 4 and 4. And then, finally, was light and darkness. Which is the shedding of the time and space and everything else. Okay, now the Gemara is going to prove from the Psukim that God created these 10 things on the first day. Shemayim va'aretz, heaven and earth, we know because it says, Bereishis Bara Lekim, Meisa Shemayim Veis Oretz. So the first pasuk in Chumash, that on the first day God created heaven and earth. Tohu v'avohu. How do we know that God created tohu v'avohu on the first day? And again, the Gemara didn't explain yet what it means, because it says v'ha'aretz ha'isa tohu v'avohu. The earth was tohu v'avohu, which means that God created on the first day tohu v'avohu. Ord v'cheshech. How do we know that God created light and dark? So it says cheshech because it says v'cheshech apnei sahem. There was darkness upon the surface of the depth. The earth and light he created on the first day, because it said, Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Ord. God said, let there be light. Then he continues, Ruach HaMayim, how do we know that God created breath and water? Because it says, Ruach HaLokim, the breath of God, Merachefes, hovered al Pnei HaMayim, over the water. So obviously, if God created breath and water, so breath and water were created on the first day. Midas Yom V'Laila, the length of day and night, it was evening, it was morning, one day. So the Gemara just says in the first few psukim of Chumash, you see that God created this whole Megillah, you know, all these 10 things. Now the Gemara continues and says, the Gemara is going to explain what does tohu v'avohu mean. In the Chumash, I think it's again, it's trying to empty and void or something like that. But the Gemara is going to explain what does tohu v'avohu mean. Tana says in the Braise, and obviously again, like we discussed last time, all of these things are allegorical. A lot of these Gemaras cannot be taken literal, because it's above any literal comprehension of what the Gemara means. Okay? So he says, Tehu, what does Tehu mean? Kav Yaruk, it's a green line, Shemakiv is kol ha'elam kulei, that surrounds the entire world, Shemimena yatzah cheshach, that from this green line is what darkness comes from. That's what the Gemara says. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Yoshes Cheshech Sisrei Sviveisav. He made darkness his concealment around it. So therefore, the world was Tehu V'Avohu V'Cheshech Al Pnei Sahem. So it means, from Tehu, from this green line, came Choshech. And he says, what does Vayhu mean? That was Tehu. What does Vayhu mean? Elo avonim afulamis. It refers to damp stones sunk in the deep. Shemehem yotzimayim, that water came from. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, V'nata leo kav Tehu. He extended upon it a line of Tehu. So you see that Tehu is a line. That, you know, a green line. And the avnei vayu and stones of vayu. So you see, tohu is a line and vayu is stones. And these two lines, dark tohu created darkness, and vohu created water. Okay, let me see what he says here. Okay, the line of darkness surrounds the heavens. Okay. Now, he writes, it's not clear what the hidden meanings of this Gemara is. Okay? Chassidus explains it a little bit differently. But he says, he could explain it as follow. God wished to create a man within a rather murky environment. If man were to have free will to choose between good and evil, man could not live an enlightened plane in which evil was insane and unthinkable choice. Man had to be shielded from God's light to such a degree that evil would be a reasonable option. Okay? And he says it's three screens. Tehu, Vayu, and whatever. What means is as follows. To explain this a little bit in the more normal language, in Hasidic expressions. All of these levels were part of God's concealment to be able to create a world in a limited way. Meaning as follows. God, by definition, is not only infinite, God is also finite. Because you can't limit God to say he's only infinite. Because if you say God is only infinite, that means you're limiting him that he's not finite. So obviously, Hashem is above anything we can understand. Hashem is not unlimited, he is not limited, he is above both. But when Hashem reveals his unlimited power, When Hashem reveals His unlimited power, you can't have a limited world. It would only be unlimited. It would be an infinite world. Hashem wanted a limited world. So Hashem had to conceal Himself, hide Himself, limit Himself, restrict Himself to be able to reveal the limited ability God had, and therefore He created darkness, He created evil, He created everything that exists in the world in a limited way for us to be able to have free choice between good and bad. Meaning, like he's explaining over here to simplify it even more. If a person would see the greatness of good and how bad evil is, why in the world would somebody want evil? Right? If somebody knows what gold is, why should they want dirt? If a person would have the ability to see the way good is really good and bad is really bad, then why should they be attracted to do bad? And if that would be the case, we wouldn't have the free choice to choose good or bad. Of course we're going to choose good. Because if bad is despicable and disgusting, why should anybody want to choose bad? So Hashem had to do all these things in creation to make bad look good. Like evil should look good. He did a very good job. Then the person now has, in fact, he did a little bit too good, because now the good is what we don't see. And we only see the bad. But this is what Hashem wants, that in such a world we should be able to choose good from bad. So Hashem had to do all these limitations of making a level of choshech, which symbolizes evil. Light symbolizes good. And that's why it's explained in Chassidus. You know, when you want to build a building or you want to do something, the first thing you have in your mind, what do you want from this? You want to make something, right? The first thing you have to have in your mind, what do I really want from this? When Hashem made the world on the first day of creation, God already said, what is the purpose of creation? And therefore, you look openly in Chumash. What did God create on the first day? Vayomer Elokim hi or. Let there be light. And we'll soon learn in the Gemara, interestingly, that light is not sunlight. That's not sunlight. The sun was created on the fourth day. The light that God created on the first day has nothing to do with sunlight. And the Gemara is going to discuss that soon. And also, it says, Veruach Alekim, all the way at the beginning, even before light was created, it says, Veruach Alekim Merachefes Apnei Amayim, the Spirit of God hovered over the water. So the Medrash says, and it's the numerical value of it, Zeruche Shal Mashiach. It's the spirit of Mashiach, the Medrash says. That means, even before God created anything, there was the spirit of God hovering over the water. God said, what is the purpose of creation? The concept of Mashiach. In order that for that to happen, God says, Yehi Or, a Jew has to make light. You have to make light up the world, illuminate the world. And therefore, in order for that to happen, God had to limit Himself and make darkness and all the things going on. So now the Gemara asks a very simple question. The Gemara asks, how could you say, Erd b'yom rishon ivri, how can you say light was created on the first day? It's four lines into the wide lines. Not the very wide lines, but the first wide lines. The Gemara asks, "Va'er b'yemirishin ivri, how could you say light was created on the first day?" Va'aksiv va'yiten esem alukim berakia shemayim, that God put the sun and the moon in the sky to illuminate the earth. And over there it says va'yer v'beikiyem ravi, so it wasn't created until the fourth day. So how could you say God created light on the first day when light, the sun, like we just said, was created on the fourth day? So the Gemara says it's a different light. Could Rabbi Lazar like Rabbi Lazar? The Amr Rabbi Lazar says, the light that God created on the first day of creation, when God said, let there be light, a man would be able to see physically with this light from one end of the world to the next. It wasn't sunlight. It was a light that God created on the first day, that you're able to see from one end of the world to the next. Now, the Gemara continues. Kivin shenistaka l'kadosh baruch hu b'dor hamabul v'dor haflogo. When God foresaw the generation of the flood and the generation of the dispersion, you know, of the Dower Bavel, and he saw that their actions were perverted, no, they were bad, Amad v'gonzimim, Hashem hid it. Hashem hid this light. Shenama, because it says, Vayimana mirshoyim edom, Hashem withheld the light from the Rishoyim. So God took away the light that he created on the first day. It was too good. Or like in another place, the Medrash says, God saw that the light wasn't, the world wasn't fit for such a light. So what did he do? So the Gemara says, okay, Hashem hid it. To whom did he hide it? Where did he hide it? So here it says, L'tzadikim lasad lavi. Hashem hid it for the tzaddikim when Mashiach comes. Why? Because it says, "Vayad elikim esar kitev." Hashem saw the light that it was good, and ain tev al tzaddik. And tev refers to a tzaddik because the pasuk says, "Imru tzaddik kitev." Say of a righteous person that he's good. So therefore, what did Hashem do? Hashem hid it for tzaddikim. Shenemar in the Kivin Shadal Erd, Shagonzil Tzadikim, when Hashem saw the light that he hid for the righteous, Sameach, he was happy. Shenemar Erd Tzadikim Yismach, the light of the righteous is gladdened. Okay, so basically, the Gemara is explaining, what do we learn? Hashem created 10 things on the first day, one of them was light. Right? So the Gemara says, how can you say light was created on the first day when it was created on the fourth day? So the Gemara says, no, it's a different light. The light of the first day God made that you're able to see from one end of the world to the next. The world wasn't worthy of it. Hashem hid it. Where did he hide it? For tzaddikim lasad lavi. Another medrash, by the way, in the medrash it says, Hashem hid it in Torah. Here. The Medrash said light was hidden in the Torah and Torah. Page Yud Beis. There's a famous story with the Baal Shem Tov. I mentioned the story in the past. A lady had a missing husband. Her husband left her, and she couldn't find him. So she was like an aguna, you know, a woman that can't remarry. So she came to the Baal Shem Tov to ask the Baal Shem Tov where her husband is. So the Baal Shem Tov had a Zohar on the table. He opened up the Zohar, looked in the Zohar, and he said, your husband is in this city. So the students asked the Baal Shem Tov, obviously it doesn't say in the Zohar where her husband is. So obviously you knew this from a deeper vision. So why did you need to look in the Zohar? Why didn't you just say where it was? So the Baal Shem Tov quoted this Gemara, that the light that God created on the first day, you're able to see from one end of the world to the next. And God hid it in Torah. So when you look in Zohar, which means to shine, he looked in Torah, and he was able to see from one end of the world to the next. So he saw exactly where her husband was.
That's all the rabbi probably.
Tzaddikim are able to do that. There's special light.
So he looked in a book, Zohar, and he found that woman's husband.
Yeah. I tried a few times, it didn't work. I think he had stronger glasses than I did.
But they wearing glasses in those days?
He brings an interesting question. When did God hide the light? So he says that it was after the 7 days of creation. The light was concealed after 7 days of creation. He brings up from Rashi and Chumash, whatever. Now also what he says, La'asid Lavi means when Mashiach comes, but La'asid Lavi means for tzaddikim now, when they learn Torah, they could see it in Torah. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Ketanai, this statement is an argument of Tanoim, meaning where there is a light that God hid, that you're able to see from one end of the world to the next, is an argument. Why? Because it says, Ersha Barakosh Baruch Hu B'Yom Rishon, the light that God created on the first day of creation, Adam Tseifa, Mabit Meimi Tseifa, Elam Tseifa, a person was able to see from it with, from one end of the world to the next. Divrei Reb Yaakov. That's what Reb Yaakov says. Aval Chachamim Meimim, no. Hei Me'eresh Shenivro B'Yom Rishon. The Chachamim learned differently. God never made a light to see from one end of the world to the next. What did God do? And this opinion, by the way, according to Hasidus, both opinions are right. He says, on the first day, God created the sun. The sun was giving light already on the first day. What happens when it says in Chumash that God said, let there be light in the sky? That's when God hung the sun up in its proper place. In other words, this opinion says, Vayikra lekim la'er yom, refers to sunlight. Sunlight was shining the first day. It says Wednesday, they hung, the sun and moon were created Wednesday. That's the day God hung them up in his proper place, on the wall. In the sky. So what do you see from there? That there's two opinions about the light that God created on the first day. One opinion says it was the light you're able to see from one end of the world to the next, and the other opinion, another opinion says it was pushed to sunlight.
Rabbi, but how do you explain that when we know that if it's nighttime here, it's daytime in Australia?
No.
So that can't be the light here, the light all over the whole world at the same time. Part of the world is dark, another part is light.
Right. But when it's day here, Shabbos begins Friday night, correct?
Correct.
Now, Friday night here is Shabbos morning in Australia. So Shabbos began 19 hours earlier there. So when is the real Shabbos?
Where you are.
Now, on Shabbos, is it a holier day? Shabbos is a holy day, right? We say that in Davening. Shabbos is a holy day. A holy day means a greater revelation of godliness. That's what the definition of holiness is. So the question is, when does this holiness come down if there's a big difference between one end of the world to the next? In other words, does L.A. get this holiness 3 hours after New York and 19 hours after Australia? And 9 hours after Israel? How does it work? When is the holiness coming into the world?
You tell us.
But no, do you understand the question? The Altareba asks the question beginning of Shulchan Aruch. On the first page of Shulchan Aruch, this question is asked. How could you have different times of Kedusha, if Shabbos is a holier day, when does God come into the world more? And he answers a very simple answer. God's holiness is above time and place. So whenever this place becomes Shabbos, that's when the Kedusha comes down. Another place, when they make the vessel, that's when the Kedusha comes there. What is the vessel? The 24-hour day period of Shabbos. But the Kedusha comes down based on the place where you're at. What?
The first day that the sun was shining, whether it was shining one side of the world, or the moon was shining, the constant light was there. The sun was there. Just
yeah, but
it wasn't shining there at that time.
But when it's evening, it was morning. Obviously, in the beginning of Chumash refers to in Israel, where Adam was. Where, you know, that beginning.
There was no Australia in those days.
Sure, it was Australia. Nobody lived there, but there was Australia.
But so in other words, when the world was started, Hashem made the world, light came at the same time every place, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense, what you said about Israel.
Egypt was at that time, right?
Huh?
Egypt was in the world that time, right?
Every country was.
And if it was light here, it was dark in Egypt.
Nobody lived in Egypt when Adam and Isha was created. Nobody lived anywhere but where Adam and Isha was, which is Israel.
Reference point is Adam, where he was, when the light was, the way it's referring to, right?
Right.
Does it say in Gemara where it was? It says it was in Israel?
Yeah, the Medrash says Adam Mish was created in Eretz Yisrael.
God, not even.
Yeah, at that time was in Eretz Yisrael. And then it checked, you know, then the Kedusha left. But all these things are based on Eretz Yisrael. The birth of the moon. Yeah? The birth of the moon is 1059, whatever, yeah? 1059 where? Where?
The first for your end.
Not necessarily. Because in Eretz Yisrael, it could become up first. In other words, there's certain things, obviously light and dark is physical things. So that you have taka, well, day here, it's night there. That's because of the relationship between the sun and the earth. You know why this half of the earth is day and that half of the earth is night.
But the birth of the moon that you announce is the time in Israel?
Yeah.
Not this time.
No. That's what I once heard. And it makes sense. Because every time the moon, it should be a different time. When is Shabbos? When the local place is Shabbos, that's when Shabbos is, because that's when the Kedusha comes down. But if you're talking about the physical birth of the moon, when does the moon first shine? The Rambam says in Kiddush HaChodesh it applies to Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Beis Din proclaimed the birth of the moon. Okay. Next is a Mamish Chassidus. Amar Rav Zutra bar Tuvia. This whole Gemara is Chassidus. Amar Rav Zutra. You're the minion. What?
At that time, when they announced where they would light between mountain to mountain.
Right.
If then people lived in America, how would they have the birth of the moon to be announced at the time that it actually was? Would they do it based on their own?
When's the first day of the month? Okay, tonight's Rosh Chodesh. Okay, today was Lamed. I'm sorry, tomorrow's Lamed. Tomorrow's Lamed. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's start Aleph, right? When is Aleph Adar? So it's Thursday. It's Wednesday and Thursday, right? So Thursday is Aleph Adar. Where?
Here.
Yeah, but Australia is 19 hours ahead.
Huh?
There.
In Australia and China.
So how could it be a holy, like we said, by Shabbos, the same question. How could you have the holiness of Shabbos in one place and not in the next? You know, it's a weird thing because Shabbos, let's say, right? When Australia hits Shabbos, becomes Shabbos in Australia, which is before us, right? It's a holy day, you have to separate yourself from work. We could still do whatever we want. And the same thing reverse. When Shabbos is over for them, they could do whatever they want, and we're still in the middle of Shabbos. So how does this Kedusha work? So the answer is the same thing with Rosh Chodesh and everything else. The Kedusha is above time and place. So when you let it in, that's when it comes in.
That's where we can bring Shabbos earlier.
Right.
By the way, for those of you who don't know, the time difference between here and Australia is 17 hours.
Now it's 17.
And it depends
in summertime, it's 19.
It depends where in Australia.
No, it's the same thing. But now it's 17 winter because there's summer.
Lives there,
I know. That's in winter here because it's summer there, so there's 17 hours. But in the summer, it's 19 hours. 19 hours, whatever. Okay. Anyway, then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Zutra bar Tuvia Amar Rav. Rav Zutra bar Tuvia said the name of Rav, Basara Dvarim Nivra Ha'ilam. The world was created with 10 things. Up to now we learned Hashem created 10 things on the first day. Now the Gemara is saying God created the world with 10 things. What are the 10 things? Chochma Tvuna Das, which is anybody can understand Chochma Bin and Das. Koyach Ga'ara Gvura, strength, rebuke, might. Tzedek u'mishpat, righteousness, justice, chesed u'rachmim, kindness and compassion. Which obviously, the Mekubalim write, this refers to the 10 Sfiras. The Gemara changes around the order a little bit, but it still basically deals with the 10 Sfiras. Well, here he calls Keser, Chochma, Bina, then you don't count Das. But either, doesn't matter, because either Das or Keser is counted. One of the two is counted. Okay. Okay, we don't have to talk about 10 spheres because we learn more about that in Chassidus. So it says, how do we know God created the world with these 10 spheres? Because it says, B'chochma tzvuna, how do we know Hashem created the world with wisdom and insight, meaning Chochma and Bina? Because it says, Hashem B'chochma yosed eretz, Hashem founded the earth with Chochma, Kein in Shemayim b'tzvuna, He established the heavens with insight. Okay? B'das, how do we know Das? Because it says, "Bedaita tohemis nifku," through his das, the depths were cleaved, opened up. Keiachu gvura, how do we know keiachu gvura? Because it says, "Meichin harim b'chaychei," Hashem sets mountains with his strength. Nezer b'gvura, he's girded with his might, with gvura. Begotten with rebuke, how do we know Hashem created the world with rebuke? Because it says, Amud Shamayim, the pillars of the heavens, Yireifafu shudder, V'yitzmu migarasi, and are astounded by his rebuke. All these show that, later the Gemara is going to elaborate more on them. How do we know, B'tzedekub mishpat, how do we know with righteousness and justice? Because it says in the Pasuk, Tzedekub mishpat mechen kisecha, righteousness and justice are the throne's foundation. B'chesed of rachamim, Zecher rachamecha Hashem v'chasadecha. Remember your rachmanis and your chesed. Ki me'el me'imah, because they're from the beginning of time. So you see from all these various different psukim that Hashem created the world with these 10 things. And the Gemara continues. Amar Rav, Yud Amar Rav. Rav Yudah said the name of Rav. B'shah shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seila Elam, when Hashem created the world, the world kept expanding like two unraveled balls of warp thread. It means in English as follows. It says the warp threads are those that are attached to a loom in a straight parallel lines. The woof thread, in contrast, is passed back and forth between the warp threads. The woof thread has to be somewhat thicker and stronger than the warp thread. So it means the world just kept going, expanding, whatever. Until Hashem screamed at the world, then he stopped it.
What's the world? What do you mean the world? The earth or the universe?
The universe. Olam here doesn't, usually Olam does not only mean king of the world, it means king of the universe. Melech Olam means king of the universe.
Just stop, that means there's an end to the universe.
Correct.
So we live in a limited world.
Well, mathematically, there has to be. Because you can't make up infinite with numbers. I'll give you a simple example. From here to the sun is 93 million miles. Right? That's limited space. If you take away the 93 million miles, the universe is smaller.
So an infinity,
you can't reach infinity by counting numbers. It's abstract. Infinity.
But we learned it created unlimited amount of creation in a limited created world.
But the Rebbe explains it means unlimited spiritual worlds.
Spiritual.
Right. And in fact, the Medrash says that's the concept of what God said, the name Shaddai. Comes to the word Sha'amar La'elam Eidai. God said enough. So Shaddai is the concept of Tzimtzum. In fact, there's a Tesis before, well, it's on this page, in the top Tesis. Tesis has an interesting thing. When the Gemara spoke before, that Adam and Ishmael was able to see from one end of the world to the next, yeah, it says, how much? Mahalich takshana. The going of 500 years. Because the Gemara says, the earth is going of 500 years, and then there's seven heavens. The Gemara says later in Chagig, a few pages down, each world is 500 levels. The distance between each world is 500 years. The Gemara says, Mahalech takshana, the going of 500 years. The Gemara says like this, between earth and heaven is 500 years, going. The heaven itself is 500 years. The space between that and the next heaven is 500 years. Each heaven is 500 years, and the space between each one is 500 years. So the question is, me flying, walking, talking. So Taisa says, if you see, it's very interesting. Taisa says, Tema, the third, you see the top Taisus? Taisa says, Mahalach, Misefa Elamatsef, on top left. Taisa, Mahalach Takshana, Shenemar, Shadai, like he says later on the Gemara, Sha'amar Dai, Shle Laharchiv Yaisir, not to make the world bigger. Because the Taisus in the next time said, Vitema Loch, Shayesh Takub Shanavala Yaisir. How do we know there's a distance of 500 years, not more or less? Where does the Gemara get the 500 years from? So Taisa says, you take the word Shaddai, Shin, Dalid, Yud. Mm-hmm. Now, Shin is 300, but when you write out Shin, it's Shin, Yud, Nun. Dalid is Dalid, Lamed, Yud, Saf. And Yud is Yud, Vav, Dalid. So you take, if you take the Yud, Nun, the Lamed, Saf, and the Vav, Dalid, from the name Shaddai, it gets equals 500. In other words, Shin is spelled Shin Yud Nun. Dalet, here he spells it Lamed Sof. And Yud is Vav Dalet. So if you add Yud Nun and Lamed Sof and Vav Dalet, it equals 500. So the fact that the Gemara says God stopped the world with Shaddai means he stopped the world with 500 years. Now, what does that mean, 500 years? Trust me, I don't know. Does it mean flying, walking, driving, spaceships, crawling?
Where are the seven worlds? We don't know the seven worlds. We know four worlds.
No, seven heavens.
Seven heavens.
That's worlds. In this world, there's seven heavens. Tomorrow's going to talk about it later. I don't know what they're called in English. Maybe he explains them, maybe when we get to the Gemara later on. It's later on in the Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel. We'll see what the Gemara talks about, how they define this stuff in the English. Like I said, one thing is clear, that this Gemara is as clear as mud. In understanding the practical aspects of it. When the Gemara speaks about an animal, we understand an animal. When the Gemara speaks about a matzah, we understand a matzah. You're talking about these abstract things in our limited, foolish heads. It's hard to understand.
The universe is limited.
That's it. That's the world.
So it's what's beyond it.
Remember we learned last time in the Gemara, you're not allowed to learn what's above, you're not allowed to think what's above, what's below. Okay, Vayti Gemara. V'hayinu d'amar Resh Lakish, this is what Resh Lakish says. By d'chsiv ani kel Shaddai, what does it mean? It says in the Pasuk, I am God Shaddai, ani hu shamarti elam dai. I was the one that said to the world, enough. Stop spreading already, it's enough. The world's big enough. Amar Resh Lakish, another similar statement from Resh Lakish. When God was making the ocean, the water kept going, non-stop. Until Hashem screamed at it, the Yavshe, and dried it up. Meaning he stopped the ocean after a certain while. Because it says, he screamed at the sea, and he dried it up. And all the rivers parched. So you see that water was also going all over the world, and Hashem had to stop the water at a certain place. Now the Gemara is a very interesting machlekes, is a very famous argument between Bishami and Beis Hillel. What did God create first, heaven or earth? Because it's contradictory psukim. Let's see it and say, Tan Rabban, Rabban and learned. Bishami Yemen Bishami says, Shamayim Nivru Tchila, first God made the heaven, V'achakach Nivru Ha'aretz, and then he created the earth. Why? Shenema, B'reish is Bar Alikim, Esa Shamayim, V'esa Aretz. What does the Chumash say? first heaven, then earth. So probably, Beishami says, very logically, Hashem created first the heaven, then the earth. Beisilul Eimin and Beisilul says no. Edis Nivraz Tchila V'Achakach Shamayim. First Hashem created the earth, and then the heaven. Why? Shenemar, B'yeimas, at the end of creation, in Chumash, right before Sheni, it says, B'yeimas Seis Hashem Elokim, the day God made Eretz v'Shamayim. First it says earth, and then Shamayim. Okay? In fact, the Gemara is going to ask a question soon, but these are contradictory psukim. Forget Beisham and Beisilu.
So which is right?
Both.
So what do you believe?
Both.
How can that be?
You're also right. We'll discuss it soon. There's a very simple explanation for this. But Beis Shammai says, in other words like this, there's two psukim. One says, Bereshit Bara Lekim Asa Shemayim in Chumash. One says, Bereshit Bara Lekim Asa Shemayim Asa Oretz. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, which implies God made the heaven first. So Beis Shammai says, that pasuk means God made the heaven first. Beis Hillel says, no, look at the end of creation. It says, B'yayim Aseis Hashem Alekim, the day God made Eretz V'Shamayim. First the Eretz, and then the Shemayim, which means Eretz was created first. So basically, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are only arguing, each one quoting a pasuk to prove them. In a few lines, the Gemara is going to ask the question, so the psukim are contradicting each other. Forget Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, there's a contradiction of psukim over here. What came first? One pasuk says Shemayim came first, one pasuk says Eretz came first.
I have a technical question.
Yeah.
Scientifically.
There it goes. Yeah.
Which would come first, heaven or earth?
Oh, the Gemara is going to ask you a question. The Gemara is going to ask first, what do you build first? The first floor or the attic?
First floor.
Okay, so how can you build the Shemayim first?
It's the same, isn't it? The same concept of when Rosh Hashanah is.
No, it's the same concept of why Adam
Rishon. In other words, the answer to the question, you got it. It's very simple. In the actuality, God created the heaven first. But what's the purpose of creation? Earth. This is very simple. It's not a contradiction.
That's why Adam was created last.
The question over here is, did God create the world for the spiritual realm or for the physical realm? So Beis Shammai says, heaven's created first, meaning the purpose is the heavenly spheres. Beis Hillel says, oh, it's the purpose of creation. And both are right. Like the Gemara said, did Hashem create the world in Nisan or Tishrei? He couldn't have done both. The answer, both are right. The purpose of creation is Nisan, and actual creation took place in Tishrei. Right? You got it. Now, Amlam Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel, the guy said to Beis Shammai, they said, I understand you. The Devrechem, according to you, that God created the heaven first and then the earth. Adam bein aliyah v'achakach bein abayis. How could God make a second floor before the first floor? Because if you look at the universe as one entity, right? That means the earth is the bottom floor, and the heaven is the higher floor. You can't build a higher floor before you build the bottom floor.
But there's no up and down. There is no up and down.
There is no...
Technicality.
There is.
From our point of view.
No, in earth there's no higher and lower. But between heaven and earth there's a higher and lower.
But there's heaven
all
around us.
There's a famous question in Chassidus. Some Chassidic brings down. To understand the question of why the earth is round, right? Okay, that we know. Torah said already 3,000 years ago, but the world woke up a few hundred years ago, whatever, that the world is round. Now, if you have a ball, okay, and so why are the guys in the bottom of us falling down? Right? So the secular answer is gravity. In other words, you really should fall down. because gravity keeps you connected to Earth. There's a pull back to Earth. Whether the Torah agrees with gravity or not is a completely different issue. But Chassidus answers, because in a circle, there is no higher and lower. And if there's no higher and lower, nobody can fall down because nobody's down. Yet, there is an expression in Chassidus, Chotzi Kader HaTachten, in the bottom half of the world, and it's a question, does it mean the equator or vertical or horizontal, which is the half of the world, there was no Matan Torah. It says the Chotzi Kader HaTachten, there wasn't Matan Torah. Chassidus said, when the Friedrich Rebbe came to America, it became Matan Torah, Chotzi Kader HaTachten. But there was a concept that there's spot on its form that in Chotzi Kader HaTachten there was no Matan Torah. Whatever that means. I don't know what it means.
Rabbi.
I don't know what it means, so don't ask me what it means.
Rabbi, if somebody were to ask me this morning, yesterday, day before, 10 years ago, 30 years ago, which came first, heaven or earth, I'd say heaven. God came before man. God was there. And then, when he created man,
he left.
Needed a place for man.
He left. So where did God go?
He was up there all the time.
And he's not down here?
No.
There's no...
What was first, chicken or egg?
Chicken.
It's not fair.
In creation, chicken. God didn't make eggs. God made a chicken who laid eggs.
Spiritual,
right.
More than it is physical.
Right, but that's not true. Right. Correct. Anyway, so it says Shenema, because it says Habeinu Shemayim Al Yosef, for the heavens are like. In other words, Basila is proving that the heaven is called the attic and the earth is the first floor. Why? Because the pasuk says Habeinu Shemayim Al Yosef, Hashem made the heavens like an upper floor. Va'gudasei Al Eretz Yosta, and he founded his group upon the earth. So therefore, Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, how could you say God created the heaven first? You don't make a second floor before the first floor. So Amar Lam Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel. So the Jews answered Jews with a question. So Beis Shammai answered back to the Beis Hillel, le Devrechem, according to you, Adam Eisa Shrafshaf va'Achakach Eisa Kisei. First you make a step stool, not a step stool, a footstool. And then you make the chair. Because what does it say in the pasuk? Kayam ad Hashem. Hashem said, Hashemayim kisi. The earth is my, the heaven is my chair. And the aretz adem raglei. And the earth is my footstool. So what do you make first? The chair or the footstool? First you make the chair. And then you fit the footstool to match the chair. You know, in the how to put your foot down. So Beis Shammai says, okay, you're asking me about attics and first floor. I'm asking you about a chair and a footstool. First you make the chair, which is the heaven, and then you make the footstool. Chachamim Eimrim, a third opinion. Zev Zev Ba'achas Nivu. They make it easy. God created simultaneously the heaven and the earth. No first, second. So God made it at the same time. And that's why when the Torah says sometimes Shemayim and Aretz, sometimes Eretz with Shemayim, because you can't speak two words simultaneously, you know, in Chumash. So Hashem made it one time like this and one time like this to show that they're equal. They're created simultaneously. So Rashi says in Chumash, sometimes it says Aaron and Moshe, and sometimes it says Moshe and Aaron. Why does it say the order switch? To teach you they're both equal. So it says, Shenema, the Chachamim say, where do I learn this out from? Shenema, because it says, Af Yodi Yosta Aretz, my hand has laid the foundation of the earth. V'yiminim, my right hand, Tipcho Shemai measured out the heavens. Kera ani aleihem, and Hashem calls to them, Yamdu Yachto, stand together. Okay? Okay. So therefore, they learn that God made heaven and earth together. So the Gemara asks, V'idach, but according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that God didn't make them together, but the pasuk says, Yachtov, he made them together. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, Yachtov? They are integrated that they don't fall away one from the next. Meaning, you can't separate heaven and earth. That's what Yachtov means. But not that they were created together. Okay? So now the Gemara asks the question we asked before. But nevertheless, Kashu Kroy Adodi, the Psukim contradict each other. Bereshis Barlikim says, first God made Shemayim and then Adits. And the Pasuk later says, Adits and then Shemayim. So it's a contradiction of the Psukim. So the Gemara says, Amar Reish Lakish, Kshenivro Bara Shemayim. When God created, He created the heavens. And then Bara Adits, He created the earth. So when God created it, first He made heaven and then earth. Kshanata, but when God put them in place, He made the earth first in place and then the heavens. It's a very interesting concept of Shlokish. The Mefarshim have a field day with this Shlokish. Is he arguing with Beis Shammai, not with Beis Hillel? What's he, who's he going by? But what is Beis Shammai? He said it's a very interesting answer to Shlokish. God first made the heaven, then the earth. But He made them. Doesn't think He made the sky, the sun, and then He hung it up. God made the heaven, and He made the earth. So first He made the heaven, then He made the earth. When He put them into place, He put the earth first, and then the heaven. So the Psukim don't contradict each other. Bell, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But now the Gemara says, "My Shemayim." What does heaven mean? What Shemayim? So Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, what does it mean? Shesham Mayim, that over there is water. Another interpretation, Masnita Tana, in the Braise it says, "What is Shemayim? Eish and Mayim." Because look at the word Shemayim. There's a Shin, and then the word Mayim. So the first opinion says, Shem Mayim. You use the Mem twice. Shem Mayim. The second opinion says, no. The Shin is Eish, not the one over there. Eish and Mayim. What does it mean, Shemayim? Shavin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it teaches us that Hashem brought them together, V'tarf and Zeb Zem mixed them together, V'asim Yamaki, and He made the firmament. He made the heaven with it. Which is interesting, because what did God create the heaven? With opposite things of fire and water together. That's what Shemayim, Rashi, by the way, calls this in Chumash. Huh?
Well, we know earth, deep inside earth is molten, and there's also produced by the water.
There's water, there's fire, there's. But no, I'm saying this is even in the heavens. He's not talking about on earth. He's talking about in heaven. I don't know if there is. But it's nothing to do with this thing, by the way. Nothing to do with this at all. Have you talked about the spiritual? Jupiter is all part of. I don't know, the planets are not necessarily called the Shemayim. B'chlad is a question. Is Shemayim spiritual or is it physical? What are we talking about over here? If you take Chumash literally, it's physical. But there was higher water and there was lower water, and Hashem separated it with the heaven.
So when you say Mazal Tov, it's spiritual, but Mazal is the planet.
It's physical. It's the constellations. But the control of the constellations on the people is spiritual. So it's physical constellations. But the control that they have is spiritual.
Doesn't it say in the Tanya what the seven heavens are?
The Gemara says what they are.
They're spiritual. There's one where they mention mana or whatever, not there's a millstone.
No, it's here. We, you know what? We're going to get there in soon. It's on the next page. The Gemara discuss what?
Seven heavens.
One opinion says there's two heavens. Next opinion says there's seven heavens. The whole Megillah, we'll see later on exactly.
Seven heavens, I mean, one, God heaven, one for the rest of us, right?
No, you can come in. We don't bite. The question is Gehenim, the fire, the water. You know, but in Chassidus it says there's a Gehenim of snow and there's a Gehenim of fire. There's two types of Gehenim. Anyway, this is the now starts a whole new thing about what does Eser Shemayim mean? What does it mean, Eser Shemayim? So we'll leave it here.